The topic that I chose to talk about today is interpersonal features in lecture. To develop the topic, I will first begin with an introduction, then I will mention some examples. Afterwards, I'll mention some of the... I will list some of the interpersonal features found in the lecture, and to finish, I will provide a personal comment on the topic. A lecture has traditionally been considered a way to convey information to students. Now, researchers are starting to consider a lecture as a way in which lecturers can relate to the audience and also share opinions and attitudes. For example, definitions which might be thought of having only an academic function also have different interpersonal functions, such as conveying the attitude from the lecture, showing how this definition fits into the overall discourse, as well as showing the importance of the definition, and also how students could approach this topic in an exam. Another example is the use of digressions and jokes in a lecture, which may seem something unusual or odd, or that doesn't contribute anything to a lecture, but actually it has a function in which allows breaks to the students and also develops empathy and connection between the lecturers and the students. Regarding a list of the interpersonal features, researchers have devised such a listing, and their most salient finding has been the ability from a lecturer to develop a space of consensus and sharing of the information and not just a mere transmission of information. This feature can be defined as the elaboration of knowledge and not just the mere transmission. Some interpersonal features then are overtly making major points. This was done by the lecturer, showing continuity of topics in the lecture and also between lectures. Also using persuasive devices as well as questions to engage the students in the lecture, and also stating the scope of the students' responsibility in the lecture and also in the overall subject. Overall, I think that these devices are really important devices for lecturers to use in lectures, as they try to create comfortable spaces for learning for both students and lecturers. It is an obvious thing that a student will feel better in an environment where he feels comfortable, and so this aids the comprehension and the elaboration of knowledge.